Hi, this is Tom Dreesen. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television that is about to bring you part two of a conversation that began last week with Daphne Maxwell Reed. To say that Daphne is a woman of many talents is an understatement. Besides her long and successful acting career, which includes such shows as WKRP in Cincinnati, Sister Sister, Simon and Simon, and Frank's Place, she is an accomplished photographer, clothes designer, seamstress, educator, activist, and author of several books. You can see Daphne Maxwell Reed in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cast reunion, which is currently streaming on HBO Max. Daphne also stars in The Business of Christmas, which drops on BET Plus on Tuesday, December 1st. What can you tell us about The Business of Christmas?
It's a lovely little story about a family who owns a toy store. And the family is empty nesters. All their three children have gone on to lives of their own. And we hit a bit of a snag with the mortgage, and we try to get the kids to come home for Christmas, but understand that they have lives of their own. And things happen that get them all there, get them all involved, and we have a fabulous Christmas.
What do you look for when a part comes your way, Daphne, and does what you look for today differ than when you first started your acting career?
I think it is very blessed that people have the opportunity to look for characters in this business. I have not had that blessing. I am a black woman in this business, that there aren't a whole lot of opportunities to choose from. Somebody offers me a job, and if the script is well written, or I know who's producing it, so I know it'll be a quality product, that's the choice I have to make. Am I going to work or not going to work? And that's the only choices that I get to make at this point. Hopefully it'll be different some other time, but I am one who appreciates going to work. And as an actor, you have to wait to be chosen.
Unless you do what I believe you and Tim have done, which is make your own content.
Yes, we had many years when we made our own content, but I had to wait to be chosen by my husband as well.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. There are occasions that the other writers had to say, no, we're putting her in here. And he said, okay.
Well,
we starred together in many shows, mm-hmm. and working with your husband 24/7 is a challenge.
Yes.
And we've been together almost 38 years now and worked together at least, I would say 20 of those 38 years. And at one point, we just looked at each other and he says, you know, I'm doing this. Have a great life. Okay? I'm doing this. I'm not doing that anymore. So we chose not to work with each other. We depend on each other for certain things.
Yeah.
He still, you know, comes to me for the business end of something or to look over a contract.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not planning projects that have me in them.
Yeah.
And I'm not planning to bug him to get into one of his projects.
Yeah. I have to ask you, and this goes back to our conversation about photography, Daphne. Your official headshot today was taken
by my husband.
By your husband, Tim Reed. Was that one of the things you two had in common when you first started dating and eventually marriage?
Oh, yeah. He was a photographer as well, and he liked to travel. And he asked me what I wanted out of life, and I said, I'd like to travel. I said, what do you want out of life? He says, I want a partner. I said, hey, let's go. It took us a while to get there, but after 2 years of button heads and living together, he just decided, okay, let's get married. I said, okay, it's all right with me. And we had to blend our families and start our lives from that point. But we've always had a respect for each other's work, and a respect for each other, mm-hmm. personally. And it usually is a lot of fun working together. But sometimes it's a lot of stress, and the problem is you can't go someplace away from the stress because you go home with it,
mm-hmm.
and you share it at home. And that's tiring.
Yes, I'm nodding my head. I'm nodding my head in empathy, you know, to that response too. Because when I was married, we both worked at home, and one of the reasons why we're no longer married is that we did not do a good enough job finding other outlets to, you know, alleviate the times when we butted heads. So, but the fact that you both are you've been married for close to four decades now. It's obviously, look, no marriage is easy. It takes a lot of work, but you know.
Oh yeah.
But you clearly both enjoy each other's company, and
we
you
do.
And you
we
both.
Do. There's always humor. Mm-hmm. There's always respect, and you learn how to fight fair.
Yeah, and the important thing is you both have grown as people, and that's we all grow older physically, but if we're lucky, we grow wiser together, and that's what you and Tim have done.
And a good relationship is allowing each partner to grow to their full potential and not try to hold them back from where they need to go. It's the support system that is mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Daphne Maxwell Reed can be seen in The Business of Christmas, new holiday movie that premieres Tuesday, December 1st on BET+, and will be available for viewing on demand several times throughout December. You can follow Daphne on Instagram. Her website's DaphneMaxwellReed.com, R-E-I-D, DaphneMaxwellReed.com, as well as DaphneCooks.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's see. I understand that when you first came to Hollywood to develop your acting career, Robert Conrad was one of the people who mentored you.
Yes, he kind of discovered me and started my show business career in Chicago. I was modeling and doing commercials in Chicago and auditioned for a TV series that he was going to shoot in Chicago called The Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for it. And was told by my agent after the audition, sorry, but I didn't choose you for this show. And I was going on about my business. And about 2 days later, my agent called and said, you've been handwritten into the next script, so I think you have this show. And Robert did. He hand wrote me into there. We had hit it off in the audition. Mm-hmm. And were like spirits, something to do with Northwestern University.
Yeah.
He used to call me Queenie. we hit it off.
Yeah.
I had a great relationship with him, and he was producing at the time as well as acting. So after that, when I moved to Los Angeles, of course, one of the first people I call is Robert Conrad. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here in L.A. And he says, oh, good. I've got a show called A Man Called Sloan, and I need you for the next episode. I said, okay, I'm here. I was able to get an agent because I had a job.
Mm-hmm.
I had already joined the union way back in Chicago doing commercials. So I was kind of prepped and ready to launch a career in Los Angeles when I hit the ground. And then I was blessed with meeting all the right people. And I was there at the right time, and it was my turn. And I only call that blessings. It was nothing I tried to do. It was something I was preparing myself for, but not driven to do. I was hoping it would happen, but I was truly blessed.
And we're truly blessed to spend a few minutes talking to Daphne Maxwell Reed. You can see Daphne in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cast reunion, which is now streaming on HBO Max. Daphne also stars in The Business of Christmas, which drops on BET+ on Tuesday, December 1st. Let's see. Oh, I know. We mentioned in our open that Daphne is the author of several cookbooks. I have a theory about cookbooks, and this is anybody who publishes a cookbook. I think if you could publish a cookbook, that is it's one of the best possible things to publish, because everybody needs to eat, and
yes.
and not everybody has the imagination to create meals with raw materials that, you know, chefs or artistic people such as yourself have.
I wrote a cookbook because my mother was a great cook.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked about the way she cooked was that she did it with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
She loved to serve her family good food. And just the act of sitting down together as a family and sharing the day and sharing a meal that was cooked with love was a very cohesive part of growing up. And we were very poor. I grew up in the projects in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was no going out to a restaurant Tuesday. I mean, she made good food with what she could afford to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that fascinating, I guess, innately. And then when I got married, I had to try to recreate that feeling of conviviality and love that food represented to me. So I had to learn to cook better. And I just kept at it. And I was enjoying keeping at it. And as I was working through my career as an actress, I was meeting lots of people who were cooking for us or who were sharing a party
mm-hmm.
with us and brought something to, and I was collecting recipes. And I was collecting the stories that go along with those recipes of who these people were to me and what circumstances were happening at the time that we were sharing this food. So I decided to make my cookbook, since I'm not the accomplished chef that most cookbooks are written by,
mm-hmm.
I decided to make it more like a mini memoir. And I included my thoughts about food and my family and growing up and pictures of me growing up as a little girl and through my career. And then for each recipe, sharing a story at the top and sharing the utensils you'll need to make it at the bottom, and sometimes sharing humor within the recipe caused by what was happening when that person was making that recipe. There's a funny recipe called King Tim's King Crab Legs. And he says that, he always tells people, oh, yeah, I'm the king in my house because she lets me be. I call him King Tim sometimes when he gets a little pompous.
Yeah.
And he made crab legs one night, and he says, I'm making them, and I'm making them with beer. I said, oh, enjoy yourself. I watched him pour as much beer in the pot as he did in his belly. I figured that's the only way to make crab legs is to drink the beer while you're making the crab legs. So that's part of the recipe. So there's stories like that. And I also teach people how to set up a kitchen and what utensils they're going to need in their life and what to keep in the pantry and what to keep in the refrigerator. Like, I suggest that everybody keep the bottle of champagne in the refrigerator. You don't know when you need to celebrate
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
but you should have your champagne handy.
Yes.
And I also encourage people to take a leap, because some of the recipes say, this is the recipe. What I added was this. So think about what you like and see what it comes out if you add what you like.
Yeah, and if I add Chardonnay instead of beer when I'm making the crab legs, okay, maybe it doesn't work. So I know, okay, I'll stick to the beer next time. But at least you try something, because if you don't try something, you'll never know.
You will never know. My mother's famous waffle recipe is in there. And it's a process. I mean, you got to beat egg whites on their own, and you got to put this together. And it's a kind of a step-by-step process. It's not just taking Aunt Jemima's mix and putting some water in it and throwing it in the waffle iron. So the recipe, I put her recipe there. Everybody loved her waffle. And then I added orange peel because I like orange peel in my cinnamon nutmeggy kind of flavor. So that recipe is one of the favorites of all of my nieces and nephews. And they said, Daphne, you going to make waffles? I go, okay. And now they are making waffles for their families and texting me and said, we had Rosalie's waffles today. it's a delight. It's a delight.
Yes, we're having a delightful time talking to Daphne Maxwell Reed, Aunt Vivian on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. 30th anniversary cast reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air premieres on HBO Max Thanksgiving weekend. Daphne Maxwell Reed also stars in The Business of Christmas, which drops on BET Plus Tuesday, December 1st. Daphne's cookbooks are available at DaphneMaxwellReed.com as well as DaphneCooks.com. You can follow Daphne Maxwell Reed on Instagram. Do you have a favorite holiday tradition?
We don't get to do it this year.
Okay.
Ugh. I usually make a full laden Thanksgiving dinner from the turkey through the dessert. And I really enjoy that process if we're able to have company to eat it, because two of us cannot eat all that food.
Yeah.
and a small turkey just doesn't taste as good as a big turkey. So I'm going to miss that this year. I may do a semi with maybe a turkey breast or turkey thighs or something and make my dressing and make my stuffing and all the stuff that makes me happy. And have Thanksgiving dinner for a week.
Well, it's going to be a different Thanksgiving for all of us. But as long as, however we celebrate the holidays, you know, whichever holidays we celebrate, as long as we do it in the spirit of a holiday and try to keep the blue sky attitude, so to speak, you know?
Oh, gosh, yes. Stay in touch with your family however you can stay in touch with them.
That's right.
I'm a big Zoom queen, so we're always talking to each other.
Absolutely. We'll talk some more with Daphne after this quick timeout here on TV Confidential.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.